Now, the early history of Caria is very poorly known, and it chiefly is related once again through Greek sources. Now, in the past couple of lectures, I've talked about this historian named Herodotus, writing in the 5th century BC, and he's critical for our understanding of the Phrygians and the Lydians and the Lycians. Interestingly enough, Herodotus was born in Caria, on the coastal city of Halicarnassus, which was a mixed city of Carian and Greeks. Herodotus ultimately emigrated to Athens, but he was very well informed about his homeland of Caria. And he tells us that the Carians were credited with three important inventions. One was the crest on a war helmet, another was decorative devices on shields, and a third were shields with handles. So whether this is historically true or not, it's very clear that the Carians were responsible for a lot of war equipment and were fierce warriors. And this is actually reflected in what we do know about their early history. In the 7th century BC, Carian soldiers served the Pharaoh of Egypt as mercenary soldiers. And we know this, interestingly enough, because they left graffiti on statues down in southern Egypt, at a place called Abu Simbel, where there were enormous statues of Ramses II, the great pharaoh who fought against the Hittites at the Battle of Kadesh. And on the legs of that pharaoh are inscriptions left by Carian mercenary soldiers, having their names there saying that they were there. So we know that they served as mercenary soldiers in Egypt. We also know that the Carians, or a band of Carians, helped Gyges usurp the throne of Lydia. So we know that they were active soldiers. However, when the Persians invaded Caria in 546 BC, very few settlements resisted, although the Carians did revolt in 499 BC along with the Ionians. Now, during the period of Persian rule, Caria was part of the satrapy of Lydia, along with Lycia and Ionia. And as was usual for the Persians, Carian rulers were left in positions of local authority. This is rather like we saw in Lycia. Now, the most interesting of these local Carian leaders was actually a woman named Queen Artemisia, who ruled from the coastal town of Halicarnassus, the hometown of Herodotus. Now, during the Persian invasion of Greece in 480 BC, which I talked about a few lectures ago, she actually led a Carian fleet, working on behalf of the Persians. And at the Battle of Salamis, a battle where the Persian navy was greatly defeated by the Greeks, she actually led a ship made up of conscript Carians. And as her ship was in retreat, Artemisia and her ship were being pursued by an Athenian ship, and she knew that the Athenian ship was going to overtake her. So she, and we have this from Herodotus, she hit upon an interesting plan. She actually rammed a ship allied with the Persians in order to be seen as a deserter by the Athenian ship that was chasing her. And in fact, this worked. The Athenian ship let her go. Now, the Persian king Xerxes, watching the battle from a nearby hillside, was impressed with this feint. And we're told that he exclaimed, while his soldiers were losing, he said, "My men have turned into women, but my women have turned into men." Even though she rammed one of his own ships, he was still impressed by her craftiness. Another noteworthy Carian sailor that served the Persians was a man named Scylax from the settlement of Carianda. And during the 6th century BC, he was sent by King Darius of Persia to explore the world in his boat. He sailed down the Indus River, he explored the Indian Ocean and the Red Sea, and he is even credited with sailing beyond the Pillars of Hercules, out into the Atlantic, and down the African coast. So these Carians were very able seamen. Now, during the 4th century BC, the Persians allowed a local leader from the city of Mylasa, a man named Hisseldomos, to serve as satrap of the new satrapy of Caria. His son Hecatomnus founded a dynasty of rulers called the Hecatomnids. And these Hecatomnids, during the 4th century BC, became very powerful in Anatolia.